This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Tuesday Ethiopian forces killed three children and wounded several other people when they carried out airstrikes on Mekele, the capital of war-battered Tigray region. The Air Force, state media reported, struck Tigray People's Liberation Front targets on Monday, a dramatic escalation in the year-long conflict. The Ethiopian government initially dismissed reports about the bombardments on Mekele as a, quote, absolute lie, but state media later confirmed the Air Force had struck TPLF targets. They were the first air raids on Mekele since the early stages of war in northern Ethiopia that has killed untold numbers of people and triggered a deep humanitarian crisis. In early July, the UN warned that 400,000 people across Tigray had, quote, crossed into the threshold of famine. The situation has since then only worsened in the region, the UN says, and is subjected to de facto blockade that keeps out most humanitarian aid. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday called on Moscow to stop prolonging the war in eastern Ukraine, his second stop in the Black Sea countries he said were threatened by Russian expansionism. He said in a meeting with Ukraine's defense minister, quote, "We again call on Russia to end its occupation of Crimea and to stop perpetrating the war in eastern Ukraine, to end its destabilizing activities in the Black Sea and along Ukraine's borders," adding, quote, "Russia started this war and Russia is the obstacle to a peaceful resolution." Austin was in Ukraine for discussions on advancing the two countries' defense cooperation, a blueprint for bilateral defense and policy cooperation announced in Washington at the beginning of September. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Poland's defense minister said on Tuesday it has 6,000 soldiers deployed along the border with Belarus to help stop an influx of migrants. Thousands of migrants, most of them from the Middle East, have crossed or tried to cross over from Belarus into eastern EU states since the summer. The EU suspects this is an effort coordinated by the Belarusian regime in retaliation against EU sanctions and has called the use of migrants a so-called hybrid attack. Polish border guards are reporting hundreds of attempted crossings every day and accuse Belarusian border guards of helping the migrants cross. The government has implemented a state of emergency which bans journalists and humanitarian workers from the area and is planning a border wall. Charities criticize the government's hardline approach, particularly its pushback policy, and have warned of the growing danger for vulnerable migrants crossing through forests in freezing cold. Facebook is paying nearly a $5 million fine and almost $10 million to eligible victims to resolve the Justice Department's allegations that it discriminated against U.S. workers in favor of foreigners with special visas to fill high-paying jobs. The social media giant also agreed in the settlement announced Tuesday to train its employees in anti-discrimination rules and to conduct more widespread advertising and recruitment for job opportunities in its permanent labor certification program. The Department Civil Rights Division said Facebook routinely refused to recruit, consider, or hire U.S. workers, a group that includes U.S. citizens and nationals, refugees, and lawful permanent residents, for positions that it had reserved for temporary visa holders. Facebook sponsored the visa holders for green cards, authorizing them to work permanently. And kidnappers holding a group of 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries in Haiti, including five children, are demanding a ransom of $1 million for each of their hostages, security sources said Tuesday. The kidnapping by one of Haiti's most brazen criminal gangs has underlined the country's deepening woes following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July, with lawlessness mounting in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. A gang which for months has controlled an area where the missionaries and the members of their families were abducted wants a total of $17 million, sources told AFP. The missionaries were abducted apparently east of Port-au-Prince while returning from visiting an orphanage situated between the Haitian capital and the border with the Dominican Republic. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.